Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast with Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Using an interview format, Pastor Bob will introduce you to men and women whose ministries are impacting this world with the gospel, and will also provide commentary and insight on end-time prophetic events we now see happening in the news. Now here is Pastor Robert Thibodeau.
Where this is Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Welcome back to the Kingdom Crossroad Podcast today. We're so blessed to be bringing you part two of our special two-part interview with Joey Wells. Joey is a great friend of our ministry. We had a great interview. He was born with a rare form of muscular dystrophy and was not expected to live past age two or three. But he's defied the odds over these past 30 years and has been an inspiration to others along the way through the way he lives his life, his activities, and through a couple of books that he's written called Through My Eyes and Mama Gave Birth to Greatness. Now, this is part two of the interview, so if you missed part one, you need to go back and catch up because we don't have time to replay everything. But I want to tell you, we're going to start this interview, this portion of the interview off, as Joey explains how doctors were not able to diagnose his condition for years. And, you know, that is not unusual today. And that's how we're going to start the interview off. He is awesome on this interview. I mean, you really need to go back and listen to part one. This is part two, and we're jumping right back into the interview right now with Joey Wells.
On something they still don't have an answer for.
Right.
So
yeah,
I'm going to enjoy my life and do what I want because this is important. I'm a firm believer in I don't want to just live. I want to be alive.
Amen.
Just like you said, you got an injury because you kept sleeping all day. You weren't having a real life.
Yep.
You were just wasting away.
Yeah, amen.
But you took control, and now you're living the life that you choose. That's what I'm all about. It's my anti-average, a lifestyle you choose.
Yep.
Don't let people boss you around because they cannot be you.
Yeah, amen. And you know, you talked a little bit about, you know, them not being able to diagnose you accurately, and you know, you won't respond to the normal parameters that they're giving. That's, you know, there's a reason they call medicine a practice.
You
know?
Yeah,
it's just a practice. You know, they don't know what they're doing. They just say, well, 90% of the patients with these symptoms respond to this. Okay, what about the other 10? Well, we're trying to figure that out.
It's a roll of the dice.
Exactly. Yeah, amen. Tell us some of the places you've lived in your life.
Well, I lived in South Texas, as we mentioned. You know, the deep south around Yorktown. That's my hometown.
Okay.
And then I lived in North Dakota for about 11 years. I've been known North Dakota. I call it a village because there's only like 60 people who live there, and 40 of them live out in the country. And everybody who lived in the town was either related to me or related to another family.
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
And when I turned 18 years old, I was like, I can't stand this cold weather. I want to do something with my life. North Dakota's boring. I got to get the hell out of here. So I moved to L.A. just on a whim. They said, hey, let's go to Hollywood. Why not?
Amen.
So I moved to Hollywood. Then I became an ambassador for Muscular Dystrophy Association, Joshua Fays Foundation, the Forever Wish Foundation. And that's what I found out about college soccer. And I helped form the Glendale Rough Riders. And now I live in Arizona just as a writer and as a businessman.
Amen.
And on my time off, all I do is chase women. So that's what I like to do.
Amen. Amen. There you go. And so do you still play the power soccer?
I took the last year or two off. Mm-hmm. I've been focusing on my business as my health has tended to go downhill. So I wanted to made sure I took care of my family.
Yeah.
Because they had given me so much of their lives and sacrificed so much for me to be able to have opportunities. I want to make sure before I go out of this world that I leave them with something so they can go choose the life that they want to live.
Yeah,
so that's been done for me, so I want them to do the same thing.
What kind of business are you in?
It's very new. I'm an author. Mm-hmm. I have the two books, Through My Eyes, which won a John Lennon Award, and my newest book is Mama Gave Birth to Greatness, which is my autobiography. It's on Amazon.
Okay.
But I have a company called Anti-Average, LLC.
Amen.
And we're kind of a media merchandise, but we're very in the early stages, so we're still getting the merchandise out. But our slogan is a lifestyle you choose.
Yeah.
And
amen.
Our other slogan is, well, why stand short when you can sit tall? So we're all about empowerment, equality, and making the arts so that we have a platform for the voice. So we have a platform to be the voice for the voiceless.
Amen. Yeah, there you go. Amen. That's good. Now, when with your business, is it like an online business is what you're trying?
Yeah. Okay. We're online. The website isn't up quite yet.
Okay.
But my website, joywells.net, you can buy my books on there, or you can go to Amazon, or you can look us up on Facebook, and we're in the early stages, but we will be putting out more new material, as in books and other articles and music, and we will also be having a clothing line coming out shortly.
Amen. Amen. So you're staying busy.
Hey, man, we're trying.
Amen. Amen. Now, give us your website information again. We're not done with the interview, but I know some people, they can't stay for the entire thing. So I want to make sure they have your website info so that they can get in touch with you and take a look around in case they have to leave our interview early today. So give us that information again.
It's my name, Joey, JoeyWells.net. You can go on there. I got articles and interviews. I got book material and other information about myself and how to get in touch with me. And hey, if anybody out there wants an opportunity to get their art out into the world, whatever kind of art it is, I'm always open to helping people. So if you reach out to me, maybe we can make something happen. I can help you get somewhere. As I truly believe we should pass along what is given to us. So I've been given a platform. So if I can give you one, I will do that as well.
Amen.
And also on Amazon.com too.
Yeah, amen. Okay, I'll be putting those links into the show notes for people. So, folks, if you can't stay for the rest of the interview, go down below, click the link, and go to Joey's website, click the link to order the books. I'll have a link down there for that as well. Now, we were talking
about...
Go ahead.
I got to tell you something.
Mm-hmm.
My book, Mama Gave Birth to Greatness, it's my autobiography, and I wrote it in a very specific way so that you look at through my eyes, but also I give you the look through other people's eyes.
Mm.
So you have a full view, so you get to see what the thought process is on all sides, so you can find the common ground and relate to each other. So I really believe it's a difference maker, and it's a book that will make you feel. So please, don't check that out.
Yeah, amen. Now, you got that ability to read people's body language and stuff like that. You said from all the time that you spent in ICU, and how did that change you and help you to react to others?
It helped me tremendously because you can kind of see how they're reacting to you. So that somebody's uncomfortable with me being disabled in a wheelchair and having a tube hanging from my throat, you know, I can kind of see that from across the room. Mm-hmm. So once I get to talk to them, I can kind of figure out a way to break the ice.
Mm-hmm.
So I can read their body language and find a common ground. And once I do that, then they kind of let their guard down and they understand where I'm coming from. They look at me from a whole different understanding. And then we can talk and do a long just like that. Also, like, if you see somebody having a bad day, you can tell by their eyes or how their body is shifting. So you can go over there and be like, hey, are you all right? Are you doing okay? And it really makes a big difference in people's days. And that's something I pride myself on, is making sure to take care of other people, because I've been taken care of by a lot of people. So it only makes sense to be right by others.
Yeah, amen. And you put this information, how you learn that and how other people can use the same techniques, you put that information in your books, correct?
Oh, yeah, I put everything in my book.
Yeah, amen.
I have no shame.
Amen.
I probably should, but I don't have anything. I'll put it all out there. I believe the only way you can really learn something is from the bare naked truth. So whatever it is, that's what it is. So I put it all out there, from the body, the reading people's body language, to having problems with the drugs, like you mentioned before, to helping my friends go through suicidal thoughts.
Yeah.
I had four of my friends try to commit suicide throughout my life.
Yeah.
So two of them I taught right before they pulled the trigger, so I got lucky that I called them on that time. I'm talking about the dating life, sex life, rock and roll, all that. So it's all about showing the whole spectrum of life, is that I don't have any boundaries just because I have what people call a disability.
Yeah.
Because we all have a disability.
Yep.
Mine is just visible. You know, we don't look at it like that enough in the world. We just go, oh, that guy can't walk, that guy's blind, that guy's deaf, so they have a disability. But it's much more than that. It could be OCD, it could be anxiety, it could just be that you're a prick.
Yeah.
You know, it's a lot of different things.
Yep. Amen. What was your biggest challenge growing up, physically, emotionally, spiritually?
Oh, man. My biggest challenge was probably just getting the understanding that I could get a woman to see me on every level, emotionally, mentally, and physically.
Mm-hmm.
Once I knew I could have a relationship and had a date and all that, I knew anything was possible.
Amen.
I figured that was the hardest thing to do, was to get, because growing up, I always had eyes on me, being judged and being picked apart. So if I could sit there and talk to a beautiful woman and get her to understand I'm a regular, I'm just like any other guy, I'm an intelligent, emotionally sound, and dedicated and sexual being, then she can have a real relationship with me. And that was the biggest stepping stone in my life. So it was like, if I can be accepted on every level, then I can be accepted in the world. If that makes sense.
Yeah, amen. Amen. How has your faith entered into all this?
I believe in myself. I really believe that you gotta know yourself and trust your instincts and know that you have the strength to conquer. And I always, every time something bad happens, I just go back to, hey, do I want to get through this?
Yeah.
If I really want to get through this, I can do it. I just gotta put my mind to it. sometimes I fail a lot, sometimes I succeed a lot, but I put my all into it, mm-hmm. and that's all I can ask for.
Talk about putting your all into it. Tell us about Power Soccer. How did you first become involved with that?
Man, I never even heard of it until I was in college in Glendale Community College in L.A., mm-hmm. and I took a disability sports class, which I never took before because I grew up in small towns. Mm. We didn't have anything like that. I was the only person, you know, with a disability or in a wheelchair in my whole school from kindergarten to sophomore year. So, I went there and the teacher said, hey, we're going to play a modified version of Power Soccer. And she threw a big old yoga ball out there and said, here's a goal, go after it. And we had a great day. And then she told me after class, hey, there's actually a Power Soccer League. So she gave me an email address of a referee in the association. I emailed him. I got a hold of one of the best players in the world, Pika, who was from France, but he was living in Atlanta at the time. And we put on a clinic, and we had a huge turnout. We had like 50 people in wheelchairs there to participate. We ended up forming two soccer teams in Glendale within a year and a half. And I tell you, man, the game has grown so much. We now can hit the top a soccer ball. Well, it's a little bit bigger soccer ball. It's about 13 inches mm-hmm. in diameter all the way around. Mm-hmm. But we hit it with a metal bar. And with one spin, we can hit it 35 miles per hour.
Wow. Yeah, that is good.
And we play on a basketball court. So imagine that much. That, you know, you don't have the whole soccer field. Right. You just have a basketball court.
Yeah.
So you got one hit going 35 miles an hour, and you get like four of them, that ball is broken.
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
It's exciting. It's dynamite, man. You got to check it out.
And you've won, if I'm not mistaken, 7 MVP awards for Power Soccer. Is that right?
I did, but I tell you what. I would trade every single one of them in for a championship.
You still haven't won a championship?
No, I was out the year we won it. I was sick and I missed the year, but my team won it that year. Okay. But my competitive nature says, you know, it doesn't quite count. I wasn't in the game. But I am very proud that I did get the tryouts for Team USA, and I was the last player cut for the World Cup, which is like, they have a World Cup. I mean, we went to Brazil, and they had the World Cup there last year. It was the first time the United States lost in the World Cup. So USA is a power soccer powerhouse.
Wow. And you're right up there with them.
Hey, man, I did it my all, and, hey, I'm pretty dang good, I must say.
Amen. 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 What else is your passion? Something else you devote a lot of time to?
I do a lot of music. I write a lot of lyrics.
Because you like rap.
I like rock. I write pretty much every genre. And I just love being creative.
Okay.
I was a film major in college, and I plan to do films here soon.
Okay.
And other than that, I just like hanging out with family, watching the Cowboys play, and just having a good time, you know?
Hey, amen. So you're a Dallas Cowboys fan?
Oh, man, you know, Yeah.
You live closer to Houston, though.
Yeah, hey, that's true. But everybody knows the Cowboys is what it's all about, man.
Well, I always tell people I have two favorite teams. Mine's the New Orleans Saints, and the second one's whoever plays Dallas. So.
Oh, get out of here, man. I hear that a lot.
Hey, man.
I grew up most of my life in North Dakota, and that was the down years of the Cowboys. Mm. And all my family was always like, the Vikings are so much better than the Cowboys. I'm like, y'all on track. Y'all never even won a Super Bowl. Get out of here.
Hey, man. So what other writing projects are you working on?
I'm doing a 10-year anniversary of my first book, Through My Eyes. It's also the John Lennon award-winning edition. Okay. That will be out in the next couple of weeks. And then I will be doing a power soccer book, the first one of it. And that will be out sometime next year. And then we're also working on the film strip about my life. So,
okay.
You got the book, you got my autobiography, and we're going to turn that into a film. So that should be out soon as well.
Amen. How long did it take you to write Through My Eyes?
30 days.
Wow, that was fast.
Yeah, I was motivated.
Yeah, amen. Amen. And your second book, what's the name of it?
Mama Gave Birth to Greatness, because I'm so humble.
Amen. Amen. Now, how long did it take you to write that one?
That one took about 8 months.
Okay. So that one's...
That's a much bigger book.
Yeah, that one's more... What's the word I'm looking for? Normal. Like, when I'm writing a book, it takes about 6 months or so for me to finish a project, it seems like, you know? So
it's... Well, Through My Eyes is a book of poems.
Okay.
It's poetry. And, like I said, it won the John Lennon Award for it. And Mama Gave Birth to Greatness is a true autobiography. So you have all the details in the chapters. There's 18 chapters. There's 20 song lyrics. And six of the psalms in the book that were written by me were anointed to be viable hits by the songwriters group of Nashville.
Amen. Amen.
So you got some very good material in there, and it's for everybody. Because, like I said, we all have our issues, and our issues are our disabilities.
Yeah.
So I wrote it in a way we can understand each other and not just from one point of view.
Amen. Amen. Now, both of them are available on Amazon. Is that right?
Mama Gave Birth to Greatness is on Amazon, and Through My Eyes will be republished on Amazon very soon.
Okay. So Through My Eyes is just available on your website right now?
Yeah, right now. It's just on the website, but it'll be republished as I had I went and self-published, so I own all the rights to it now. So we're in the middle of redistribution.
Okay, all right. But Mama Gave Birth to Greatness, that's on Amazon.
That is, and I tell you, man, it's the greatest book you'll ever read.
Amen. Amen.
I'm not biased or anything.
Have you read it?
I have. I read it when I wrote it.
Anyway, Joey, if someone wanted to get in touch with you, maybe to get more information, etc., what's your website address again?
JoeyWells.net. It's JoeyWells.net. My email is on there. You can get a hold of me on Facebook. It's all on there. Hit me up. We'll make some magic happen.
Amen. Amen. If someone wanted to get in touch with you to do an interview such as this, do you want them to email you directly or go through Jerry McLaughlin? How do you want that to happen?
They can do either one.
Okay. All right. So I'll be putting links to all that down in the show notes below. Joey, I appreciate you taking the time to join us today. I mean, I know you have a lot going on, and you probably heard this before, but I know, I just wanted to tell you that I know you are inspiring an entire generation of people out there. I mean, I know there are some I know there are some that they just want to make excuses for their disabilities. While you're showing them, they can be an example and not an excuse, you know?
Hey, you can't put your responsibility on somebody else.
That's
right. It's your responsibility to own it. Hey, I appreciate you having me on the show. It's been a great amount of fun, man.
I've enjoyed our conversation so much. You know, I can't answer the question of why God had you born this way, but I can say that God knew you were strong enough to be an example and give encouragement to others. And you've shown us that through the interview today. And I wish and pray the best for you.
All I can say is, when God made me, he made the best looking guy in the whole world.
Amen.
I am a stud.
You single ladies out there now, you heard that, right? You need to click them links down there and get a hold of Joey. Amen.
I'm a stud. What can I say?
Amen. Folks, there you have it. You do not have an excuse. Joey Wells is an excellent example of living life to the best of your abilities and beyond. Amen. I really, truly ask you to go to the links down below, purchase his books. It will be a blessing to you. And as a matter of fact, buy an additional copy so you can be a blessing to someone else and bless Joey at the same time. Amen. Joey, thank you so much again for taking the time to join us today.
I appreciate it, man. Thank you.
Amen. Folks, that is all the time we have for today. For Joey Wells, myself, this is Pastor Bob reminding you, be blessed in all that you do.
Are you a Christian entrepreneur, coach, or author with a message that needs to be heard? Picture this. Your voice reaching thousands, your story inspiring hearts, and your business flourishing like never before. Introducing Faithcasters, the ultimate platform that connects faith-driven professionals like you with the power of podcasting. Become a sought-after guest on faith-based podcasts, share your unique insights, and connect with like-minded individuals who share your passion for faith and entrepreneurship as well. Imagine your expertise reaching a wider audience, expanding your network, and propelling your business to new heights. Well, it's all within reach with Faithcasters. So don't wait. Take the first step today on your journey to greatness by visiting our website at faithcaster.org. That's faithcaster.org. Join the Faithcasters community now and unleash the full potential of your faith-driven enterprise. You do not want to miss this opportunity. Faithcasters, where faith meets podcasting and your dreams become reality. Visit faithcaster.org. Let's soar together. And remember, anyone can be a podcaster, but only a Christian can become a Faithcaster. Faithcasters, your voice, your platform, your success.